Okay, today we have another abbreviated shiur because of, once again, Baruch Hashem, a bris in the shul, so we'll get started. Today's daf is daf Kuf Yud. We left off on daf Kuf Tes Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom of the page. We are at the two dots on daf Kuf Tes Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabban, we learned in a brisa, Minayim L'Kohen Shebo U'Makrav Karbonosu B'Chaleis V'Chal Shosh Yir. It's a halacha we referred to earlier on this Amud. How do I know that a Kohen who wants to bring his own karbanos is allowed to go and bring his own karbanos at any time that he wants? It doesn't have to be his mishmar if he wants to bring his own karbanos. Tam lomar, pasuk says uva v'chalav vasnav sho, and then later on v'shereis, that a person, as he desires, the kohen is allowed to come and bring his karbanos. Uminayin shavodasa va'ora shalo, how do I know that the avoda of that karban and the hide of the karban goes to that kohen? What does it mean, the avoda of the karban? So Rashi says it doesn't mean the ability to do the avoda. We just said that he gets to do that karban, that it's that he's allowed to bring it whenever he wants. What avoda means, Rashi says, is schar avodasa, dahainu besara. How do I know that he's allowed to keep the meat of that karban for himself, which is the schar of the avoda? It's the reward for doing the avoda, is you get to have the basar of that karban. The Rashba writes, it's not only the schar of the avoda. The reason we refer to the meat as the avoda, to the eating of the meat of the karban as the avoda, is because eating is also actually part of the avoda. The Gemara says that kohanim ochlim ubailim mischaprim. When the kohen eats the meat of the karban, that's what gives kapara to the bailim. So if that's going to give kapara to the bailim, obviously that's part of the avoda. So we refer to the eating of the karban as avoda. But either way, the Gemara is asking, how do I know that the meat of the karban and the or the hide of the karban goes to the kohen who brings the karban? Tam lomar, because the pasuk says v'ishas kedashav lo yihiyu. So haketzad. So the Gemara says, okay, well, this is it's obvious. What's the chiddush in this teaching? In what way can this work out that it's a chiddush? Im haya bal mum nosan lekohen shabo osu mishmar. Now the chiddush is that if the kohen himself was a bal mum and he's therefore unable to do the hakrava of the karban himself because he's a bal mum, and as Rashi points out, that is that a balmum is ro'i le'echol ve'ein ro'i lehakriv. He's able to eat the karban, he's only not able to be makriv the karban. So what does he do? If he was a balmum, he can't be makriv himself. Can he appoint anyone he wants to be makriv for him? So says the Braisa, no. No son l'kohen shabosu mishmar. Then one of the kohanim of that mishmar has to be makriv the karban for him. He can't be makriv the karban for himself, nor can he ask someone else to be makriv the karban. He can't make a shaliach to be makriv a karban for him because he wouldn't be allowed to do it himself. But va'avodasa va'ora shalo, the meat and the or of the karban, he is allowed to keep because a balmum is allowed to eat a karban. So he's still allowed to take the basar and the or of that karban. That's how Rashi understands in the first lashon, according to our girsa, that hov hu roi lachila karinim bei v'ishas kedashav l'ficha chavod v'or shalo. Since he's roi lachila, he's allowed to eat, so we let him keep the basar and the or of the karban. But then Rashi has a different girsa. In the bottom line of Rashi, lashon acher garsinon avoda v'ora la'anshe mishmar. That no, it's not that the avoda and the or, the basar and the or goes to him. The bus from the or goes to the Anshe Mishmar. Why should that be the case if, after all, he is ro'i, he, the bailam of the karban, is ro'i to eat it? Why should the basar and the or go to the Anshe Mishmar? So says Rashi, kivin de hemek rivuhu. If you have that girsa, that it's not shelo, but it's Anshe Mishmar, so the explanation would be, if they're the ones that were makrovit, they're the ones that deserve the basar and the or. This fits in very nicely with Rashi's understanding of why the basar is referred to as avodasa. It's schar avodasa, the one who does the avoda, the one who does the hakrava, as a reward for that, is entitled to the basar and the or. So therefore, the kohanim of the mishmar who did the avoda would be entitled to the basar and the or. But our girsa is not so. Our girsa is that although the kohanim of the mishmar are the ones that do the avoda, because the bailim is unable to do the avoda, he's a balmum, nevertheless, the bailim, since he's roi lachila, he's able to eat the karban, he's roi lechel, not roi lachila, he's not a food, but he's roi lechel, he's able to eat the karban, so therefore, he would be allowed to get the meat and the or. Says the Gemara Vayter, Vim haya zaken ochola, if the Kohen was an elderly Kohen or sick, you know, he's a sickly Kohen, Nelson Lekal Kohen Shiyer, so then he can give it to any Kohen who he wants. He can choose which Kohen will do the Avoda in his place, will do the Hakrava in his place. It doesn't have to go to one of the Bali Mishmar, Vavodasa Va'ora La'anshe Mishmar, but the meat and the skin, the hide of the carbon, that has to go to the Anshe Mishmar, that he cannot choose who gets that. What's the story with the Zaken Ochala? So Rashi points out, Zaken Ochala, we're assuming, we're talking about someone who's Roi La'avoda, but not Roi La'achila, someone who's able to do the Avoda, and since he's able to do the Avoda, he can appoint whoever he wants to do the Avoda in his place. But he's not able to do the Achila, and therefore the Achila of the Karban has to go to the Anshe Mishmar. You can't appoint whoever you want in your place to do the Achila when you yourself can't do the Achila. You can appoint whoever you want in your place to do the Avoda if you yourself can do the Avoda. Perfectly Gemara, Hai Zaken Ochala Hechidami. What's the case of the Zaken Ochala that we're talking about? If he's able to do the Avoda, and let's assume that includes Achila right now, if he's able to do everything, the Avoda and the Achila, so then the meat and the or should also belong to him, because he's able to do everything. So he's even able to eat it, so then he should be able to keep the meat for himself if he wants, or give it to whoever he wants. Then, if he's unable to do the avoda, shliach echimashvi. Well, then how is he able to appoint a shliach to do the avoda for him? Meaning, how is he able to choose whichever kohen he wants to do the avoda for him if he himself can't do the avoda? So answers the Gemara: Amrav Papa sheyachal lasos al yedei adchak, that he's able to do both the avoda and the achila, but only al yedei adchak. It would be very difficult for him to do either one. He's a zaken or a chola, and it would be very, very difficult for him to do the avoda. He can get it done, but it would be difficult, and it would be very difficult for him to do the achila. Again, he can get it done, but it would be extremely difficult for him. So avoda dechiyavilei al derchak avoda he umashvi shliach. When it comes to the avoda, it doesn't matter whether he can do it without difficulty, with difficulty. Either way, avoda is avoda. So if it's with great difficulty, it still counts. So since he can do the avoda al derchak, it's considered that he can do the avoda, and therefore he's able to appoint a shliach to do the avoda for him. There's no maximum age on the avoda. There's no level of sickness that's going to disqualify a person from the avoda. If he's able to do it, it counts as the avoda, even if it's al yedei adchak. So it certainly makes sense he can appoint a shliach to do it for him. But achila, dichi achil al yedei adchak, achila gasehi. But when it comes to achila, if eating al yedei adchak is considered an achila gasa, when he only eats with great difficulty, so that's an achila gasa. That's already considered an eating that's beyond what's normal, and an eating that's difficult for him, and that he struggles to have to do. Achila gasa lav klumhu, and an achila gasa doesn't count as achila. It's not. Whereas avoda al yedei adchak does count as avoda, achila gasa it does not count as achila at all. Mishum hachi avodas avar l'anshe mishmar. So now we understand very well that the meat and the or of the carbon goes to the anshe mishmar because he can't appoint whoever he wants to take the meat and the or, because he can't take the meat and the or himself. It would be an achila gasa if he did, and he's not yotzei the mitzvah of achila with an achila gasa. Good. That's the basic sugya. The Maariv Chayis over here says that when we say that if he's unable to do the avoda, he can't appoint a shliach, this is based on the idea the Gemara in Nazir says, Daf Yud Beis, Kol Hechi Di'ihu Lo Matzi Avid, Shliach Lo Matzi Mashvi, that the assumption, the premise of this discussion in the Gemara is that anything I can't do myself, I can't make a shliach to do. So if he's unable to do the achila of the carbon himself, he can't appoint a shliach to do the achila of the carbon for him. But says Maariv Chayis, Ulam lefi mashma mashma mekam mekamos, diavlgav d'achilas kachim is mitzvah. Even though granted, achilas kachim, eating a carbon, is a mitzvah, mikol makom ikar hanachas hamitzvah, he dafka sheyis achela carbon min beis av. Avleinena chala al kohen prati. He says, even though it is a mitzvah to eat kachim, the mitzvah is not on the individual, that this individual kohen has a chiv to eat kachim. The mitzvah is that this base av has to make sure that the kachim gets eaten, that the karbanos that are brought during this, under this base av's watch, get eaten. That eating the chatosof is not called a mitzvah that's on, that's incumbent on him. Any other kohen could do it in the mishmar. But over here it makes it sound like whoever is going to be eating the kachim has to be the shliach of the oved. And if he's unable to eat it, he can't appoint a shliach to do it. So he says it's very strange. It doesn't seem that this is the kind of mitzvah that you should need a shliach to do. And he says, and I'll point that further. If the mitzvah were dafka on a specific kohen, it wouldn't make sense that you'd even be allowed to make a shliach. It would be considered a mitzvah shebeguf where you're unable to make a shliach. We know you can't make another shliach. You can't appoint a shliach to eat matzah for you if you don't like matzah, or to eat marah for you if you find eating marah difficult. If you have a mitzvah on your guf to eat kachim, how could you make a shliach to eat it for you? It should be no different than the mitzvah of achilas matzah, the mitzvah of achilas marar. No, the only time you can make a shliach by an achila is if it's not, is if you don't need a shliach. The only time you can get out of doing the achila yourself is if the mitzvah is not a mitzvah on your guf. It's not a mitzvah incumbent on you to eat it. It's a mitzvah on the entire mishmar to make sure that it gets eaten. So Matzchai says he's not really sure why our Gemara makes this assumption that that he has to be able to eat in order to appoint someone else to eat in his stead. Because mimanufshach, if it's a mitzvah that's incumbent on him, then shlichus shouldn't even help. If it's not a mitzvah that's incumbent on him, he shouldn't need to make a shliach. Anyone who wants should be able to eat it. So that's a bomb kasha that Maritz Chayes asks. You have to work hard to try to get out of that kasha. The other major ha'ara in this Gemara is two important tosos. In one tosos, that the chiyav ra'adeh chak avodah, the idea that avodah, even if it's difficult, still counts as avodah, says tosos, because although it's true that in the Torah clearly outlines a maximum age for a Levi when a Levi is at retirement, but the lamatzina b'kohanim psul b'shanim, we don't find by kohanim, the avodah that kohanim do, that there's any psul in age. There's no age that a kohen reaches where we force him into retirement. Al dinasan cham shir ad sheirates b'kol shochtin, the shir that we give for a kohen to retire is when he gets the shakes, when he's unable to keep his hands steady and therefore unable to perform the avodah properly. At that point, we consider him too old. But prior to that, there's no age, there's no magic number when it comes to the kohen. So avodah al yedei chak, even if he's old and he's weak and it's difficult for him, it's still avodah, it still counts. Question is, what if he is old enough that he shakes sometimes and he's steady other times? So that the Achronim debate, in Birei Adav, he quotes that there is a discussion in the Achronim, if he shakes sometimes, do we say that having the shake sometimes makes him a balmum, and therefore he's always going to be possible to do the avodah? Or no, that it's just a practical thing, that whenever he shakes, he's not going to be able to do the avodah properly, so he can't do the avodah while he's shaking. But if he has periods of time where he's more steady, then he would be able to do the avodah. So that's a discussion in the Achronim. But the next tells us is more... is a bigger shas topic. Achila gasa, the Gemara over here assumes, does not count as eating at all. If you eat as an achila gasa, it's not called an achila. And Tosa says that this is derived from the Gemara in Yevamos, where the Gemara says, ha'ochel achila gasa biyom ha'kippurim, patmi losanu, that a person who eats an achila gasa on Yom Kippur is pater. That since achila gasa doesn't count as eating, if let's say a person stuffed himself right before Yom Kippur, he took the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur extremely seriously, so he stuffed himself before Yom Kippur, and now to take another bite would be an achila gasa for him, and Yom Kippur just started. If he does take another bite after Yom Kippur started, he's pater, because it's not even called an achila. Frek Tosos, and Tosos asks this question in a few places in Shas. Frek Tosos, Vim Tomad Park Mishama Reni Nazir Vishama Gabi Hada Amr Rabba Barbar Chana Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Maidich Sib Tzadikim Yalchubam Poshim Mikashlubam. The Gemara Nazir Dav Chav Gimel Darshins the Pasuk. Tzadikim Yalchubam Poshim Mikashlubam as follows. Mashal Shnei Bnei Adam Shasol Pischeim. It's like two people who roast their carbon Pesach. Echad Achal Lashay Mitzvah, Echad Achal Lashay Machil Gasa. One of them roasts it for the, one of them eats it Lashay Mitzvah, and one of them eats it as an Achil The one who ate it as an achil gasa is a posheya. He's not doing a mitzvah, he's a posheya. And then the Gemara right away attacks. What do you mean a posheya? I'm a Levi Shlakish. Rasha Karisalei. You're going to call him a Rasha. Need the love and mitzvah min amuvchar. Mitzvah miha avid. Granted, he didn't do the mitzvah min amuvchar, but he did do the mitzvah. So what do you see clearly in that Gemara says to us? Mashma diyasi dechava. That even though he ate it as an achil gasa, the Gemara still says mitzvah miha kavid. That accounts that he did the mitzvah, even though it was done through an achila gasa. Apparently, an achila gasa does count as achila. Don't tell me an achila gasa doesn't count as achila at all. So Tosfos gives three answers to this question. Answer number one: the Yesh Lomar the Hasam Lokam or the Yatsa El Delamikri Rasha. Reish Lakish never said you yotze the mitzvah. He never said that achila gasa is called achila. He just said you're not called a Rasha, but he never said Yotze the mitzvah sachila. So it could be achila gasa is not called achila, but it doesn't make you a Rasha just because you ate the Karban Pesach without the mitzvah of achila. Second answer of Tosfos, va'od dahasam lamari be'ochlo achila gasa mamish el klomer she'in ochlo shem Pesach. Look at the contrast over there. The Gemara is not contrasting someone who eats it when he's hungry versus an achila gasa. The Gemara is contrasting someone who eats the karban, the shame karban Pesach, versus an achila gasa, implying that the achila gasa that we're talking about over there is not really an achila gasa. It just means the person's not eating it for the sake of the karban Pesach. He's only eating it in order to satiate himself because he's hungry. That's why he's eating it. So it's not at all an achila gasa. He's eating, adraba, it's not an achila gasa. He's eating it because he's hungry. But he's not doing it with the right kavanos in mind. So teda, delo kamar achila gasa, elo l'shem achila gasa. And it's meduyuk in the lashon. It doesn't call the achila an achila gasa in the Gemara. It says it's l'shem achila gasa. He's eating it not l'shem the mitzvah. He's eating it l'shem just stam to eat. And the third answer Tulsa says, and he doesn't elaborate over here, but he elaborates elsewhere, that there are two types of achila gasa. One type of achila gasa is what many of us have had over the course of Yantif, which is you eat a meal, you're full, you know you're full, you know you don't need any more food, but there's more food there, so you take a little more and you munch on a little more. That's one type of achila gasa. You have room, you can make room for a little more food. The other type of achila gasa is where the thought of taking another bite just disgusts you. It's just, I can't imagine having to take another bite. The second type of achila gasa is the kind that's not called an achila at all. The first type of achila gasa is called an achila. That would count as an achila. So when our Gemara says achila gasa is not an achila, it's talking about the second type of achila gasa. When the Gemara says that about the Karban Pesach, that if you eat the Karban Pesach with achila gasa, your yotzei, that's talking about the first type of achila gasa. Now the Beis Halevi has a different approach. Beis Halevi has a long tshuva where he discusses the idea that Marzchayus alluded to, that when it comes to karbanos, the general mitzvah by karbanos, the mitzvah achila on a karban, is not a mitzvah that you do a maisa achila on the karban, where you have to eat a kezayis and kachim in general. By the lechem upanim, the Gemara says higiani kipul, that even the size of a bean sometimes they would receive, the kohen would receive from the lechem upanim. Well, if that's less than a kezayis, so how can they be yotzei the mitzvah of achila? So basically, he explains that it's not that there's a mitzvah of achila that you need to be ochel the kachim. No, the mitzvah by kachim is sheyehei ne'echal. You need to make sure that it gets eaten. So it's goal oriented rather than maisa oriented. It's not that you need to do a maisa achila. It's that at the end of the day it needs to get eaten. So he says the Karban Pesach is unique. In the Karban Pesach has a dual chiyuv. The Karban Pesach is both a mitzvah achila as well as a mitzvah sheyehei ne'echal. You're supposed to eat a kezayis with a real achila, and there's a mitzvah that it gets eaten. So he says with the nafkamina between those two mitzvos is not just whether you need a kezayis, but what about an achila gasa? If you are ochel and achila gasa, you certainly have not fulfilled your mitzvah of achila, of eating it, but you have fulfilled the mitzvah sheyehein ne'echal. It got eaten. The goal-oriented side of the mitzvah, you certainly have fulfilled. So he says, that's what Reish Lakish meant. You can't call the guy a Rasha, because granted, mitzvah min ha-muvchar, he did not do, because he didn't do both elements of the mitzvah, but mitzvah mi ha-ka'avad, at least he did the yehein ne'echal part of the mitzvah. That's how the Beis HaLevi answers all these theories. Okay, we got to get moving much quicker now. We are on, Kuv Yud Amar Aleph, we are at about 10 lines down, Amrav Sheshes. So Amrav Sheshes, how you coming Tameh b'karban sibor, nosan l'kal mishi yirtz. If the coin was Tameh, by a carbon sibor, he can give it to whoever he wants. V'avodasavar l'an she mishmar. But the meat and the or of the carbon go to the members of that mishmar. So hey chidami, what's the case? Idi ika tahorin Tameh mi matzu avdi. So if he's, if there are tahor kohanim available, so is a Tameh coin allowed to do the avoda, that he's allowed to appoint whoever he wants to do it? Is he kosher to do it? Deleka tarim, if there are no tarim available, avodasavar lanche mishmar hatmeim dinuvala matzoachli. If there are no kohanim that are tar available, how can you give the meat and the or to the anche mishmar? The anche mishmar are all tameh, and someone who's tameh is not allowed to eat the meat of a karban. So amarava ema lebali mum and tarim shabalos mishmar. No, you give it to the bali mum who are tahar in that mishmar. Meaning the bali mum, there are tar kohanim, but they're all bali mum, so they can't do the avoda. But a bali mum is allowed to eat. So you can give the meat to the Bali Mum in that Mishmar. Amrav Ashim, how you coin Gadol Onin. If the coin Gadol is an Onin, Nosin the Kal Koin Shiyat. So you can give it to whichever Kohen he wants. Vavodasava Ora La Anche Mishmar. And the, I mean, he can give the right to do the Avoda to whoever he wants, because the coin Gadol is an Onin is allowed to do the Avoda. That's Allah, it's this week's Parsha. Vavodasava Ora La Anche Mishmar. And the meat and the or goes to the Anche Mishmar. So Fractum Mar Maikamash, what's the Chiddush? Tanina, coin Gadol Makrav Onin, Veno Ochel, Veno Cholik Lechol Erev. We already learned in the Mishnah that Kohen Gadol is allowed to be makriv when he's an onain. He's just not allowed to eat, nor even allowed to eat that night when Aninus d'Oraisa is already over. He's still not allowed to eat from the karban, but he's always allowed to do the avoda when he's an onain. It's interesting, the Rambam quotes this halacha. The Rambam strongly implies that he's only allowed to do avoda that he's already begun when he finds out the news that he has become an onain, but not that he's allowed to just go ahead and begin avoda as an onain. So that's a question that that's the Mishnah Lemelech is medayik, but that's what the Rambam seems to be saying. It's a question of where the Rambam got that from, if that in fact is a din d'oraisa. Okay, but either way, the Kohen Gadol is an onein, minimally is allowed to do some sort of avoda. So what's the chiddush? So says Gemara, Nosal kedai dechamin kichas rachman alei the Kohen Gadol likruvehu avul shrui shliach lo matzi mashvi. I might have thought when the Torah says Kohen Gadol is an onein is allowed to do the avoda, we're not empowering him with all that comes along with doing the avoda. We're just saying that he's that we don't want to push him away from the avoda. So if he's going to do it, he's allowed to do the avoda, but he doesn't have all the power that comes with being able to do the avoda, namely being able to appoint someone else to do the avoda in his place. That he can't do. That's what I would have thought. Kamashma, and therefore comes and tells me that no, Kohen Gadol is fully entitled to do the avoda, just like anybody else can do the avoda. Says the new Mishnah, goes el sager v'nishbalo v'meis. A guy steals from a ger, swears to him that he didn't, and then the ger dies. Harezim misham keren v'chomish the kohanim. Then he admits that he lied, so he pays a keren and chomesh to the kohanim of that mishmar, and like we discussed yesterday, and he brings a karban asham in the Beis Hamikdash. Shenemar v'im ein leish goel ha'shiva ha'sham elav ha'sham ha'mushav la'ashem l'koyin milvad elakabur ma'shei chaper bo'olav. Quotes the old pasuk. Fine. Hayimalas ha'kesef es ha'asham u'meis. If he was bringing the kesef, the money, and the asham to the Beis Hamikdash, and then he dies, the ganav dies, ha'kesef yinasim l'banav, so the money can go to his own children. Whose children? Banav shel gazlan, Rashi says, his own children, because it's not a dinei mamonos thing that he has to pay back. It was a ger who didn't have any relatives, and the ger died, so really all of his money was hefker. The money is not the issue. It's the mitzvah hashava, which you need to do for the sake of kapara. Well, if the guy is dead, it's too late to get kapara, and therefore let the money go to the children. Va'asham yirat shiistayiv, and the karban asham, let it graze until it develops a mum, v'yimacher, and it will be sold, v'yiplu dam of linadava, and the money will go to buy another karban. What if he already gave the money to the Anshe Mishmar and then he died? The Yarshim are not allowed to say, we want the money back, because he died already. No, because we assume that he already achieved kapara by giving the money to the Anshe Mishmar. Even if the carbon was not yet brought, he achieved the partial kapara by giving the money to the Anshe Mishmar. So the Yarshim can't ask for the money back. The Rambam throws in a line over here that even if he was a katan, the yarshim, even if the gazlan was a katan, the yarshim can't ask for the money back. So Minchas Chinuch is perplexed by that. Minchas Chinuch is wonders what in the world the katan was doing, paying for something that he had done. The katan's not a bar chiyuva, he's not a bar onshin. Well, what's the case exactly? But okay, we don't have to. It's not nogeat pshat in the Gemara. Shenemra, pasuk says visha sheite lekoyin lo yia. If he gave the money to an earlier mishmar and the carbon asham to a later mishmar, that's fine. Asham liyahoyariv, if he gave the carbon asham to the earlier mishmar, v'kesef liyadai to bring, v'kesef liyadai, and he gave the money to the later mishmar, im kiyama asham yakrivu b'nei yadai. If the animal is still around, when Yadaya takes over in the Beis HaMikdash, the family of Yadaya, that's the name of one of the mishmaros of the Kohanim, when they take over, they should be the ones that are makriv of that asham, v'imlo yachsiv yavi asham acher. And if Yahoyariv already brought the asham, then the guy needs a new asham, because you're not supposed to do the asham before the kesef. Shamevi gazelo ad shelo hevi ashamo yatsa. You bring the money prior to the asham, fine, you're yotze. Hevi asham ad shelo hevi gazelo lo yatsa. But bringing the asham before you paid up the money, you're not yotze. Nasnas a keren velo nasnas a chomesh, ain't a chomesh ma'akev. If you paid the keren, but you didn't pay the chomesh, well, the chomesh isn't ma'akev anything. Even though ideally you're supposed to pay the chomesh, but if you paid the keren without the chomesh, it's not ma'akev the kapara. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, asham, when the Torah uses the word asham, ze keren. That's a reference to the keren. Hamushav ze chomesh. The word hamushav is a reference to the chomesh. So says the Gemara, wait, how do I know that asham refers to the keren? Maybe the asham refers to the carbon that you're supposed to bring. What difference does it make what it refers to? Lafuke midrava, to tell me not like Rava. Dam Rava gezel ger shechziru b'layla lo yatsa, hechziru l'chatzan lo yatsa. Because Rava has a chiddush that if you try to return something you stole from a ger at night, or you return it halfway, you're not yotze. Why? My taima asham kar yirachmana. Because when it refers to the keren that you pay back, the Torah uses the word asham to refer to the keren that you pay back. Well, Rava's only going to be true if Rava's chidushim la'alacha, meaning, and therefore, the payback has to follow the laws of an asham. And an asham can't be brought at night, and an asham can't be brought halfway, because if it's cut in half, it's a balmum, right? So you can't bring an asham halfway. So we would follow all the laws of an asham, but that's only true if the word asham refers to the keren. Right, so Kshu Omer Mulvad Ela Kippurim Havi Omer Asham. So Ela Kippurim already covers the animal. Havi Omer Asham Zekeren already covers the animal, and therefore Asham, the word Asham in the pasuk, must refer to the keren. So fine, that's Brisa number one. Brisa number two, Tanya Idach, Asham Zekeren, Hamushav Zechomesh. Hamushav refers to the Chomesh. Oeno Zechomesh. Oeno Asham Zechomesh. Maybe Asham refers to the Chomesh. So the Mainaf Kamina, what difference does it make which word refers to the Chomesh? Lafuki, Masnisin, to say not like our Mishnah at the time, because our Mishnah said, Nasnas Kevin, Nasnas Chomesh, Eno Chomesh Ma'akev. Because our Mishnah said that the Chomesh is not Ma'akev. Adraba, Chomesh Ma'akev. But maybe the Chomesh should be Ma'akev. If Asham refers to the Chomesh, Chomesh should be Ma'akev. So Kshuomer v'heishvas Hashem al-Baroshah v'chamishiso, when it refers to the Asham and Chomesh as two separate units, Haviyomer Asham is a Keren. Then we can know that the Asham word Asham refers to the Keren, does not refer to the Chomesh. Fine. Bryce number three, Tanya Idach. Asham zekeren. The word asham refers to the keren. Hamushav zechomesh. Ubegezla ger akasam medaber. We're talking about gezla ger. O eino ela hamushav zekefel ubegnevas ager akasam medaber. Maybe you could argue otherwise. Maybe you could say that the word hamushav refers to not chomesh, but kefel. And we're not talking about gezla ger. We're talking about gnevas ager. So kshomer veheshvas hashama baroshav v'chamishiso harebim amram shtalein barosh hakazam medaber. We see clearly that we're talking about a keren payment, and therefore we're not talking about a kefal payment, and therefore obviously we're talking about gezel ager and not gnevas ager. Gufa. So now going back to something we had said earlier. Now this is an unusual gufa. The Gilyon HaShas points out normally when we have a gufa, we're going to say something that we had said earlier and then expound on it. Over here, we're not going to do that. We're just going to repeat it and then quote other statements that Rava said. So we're going to go back to something Rava said, just say it, and then say other things that Rava said that are, you know, tangentially related, but don't really expound on this at all. So it's a very unusual Gufa. Gufa always quotes something earlier and then expounds on it. This is an exception. Gufa, Amar Rava, and we're going to quote a series of statements and questions that Rava made now from here on. Amar Rava, Gezel Ger Shechzir B'layla Loyatzah, Chzir Chatzan Loyatzah, Gezel Ger that you return at night, or halfway, you're not yotze. My time, asham kari rachman, because the Torah calls it an asham. Period. No expounding at all. V'amar Rava, and Rava also said, gezel ger shein bo shav pruta l'chol kohen u'kohen, lo yotze de chavaso. If I stole $10 from a ger, I stole a dollar from a ger, and the mishmar that's currently serving is 2,000 kohanim in it, so and I return my that dollar to the mishmar, so I'm not yotze the mitzvah of hashava, because the mitzvah of hashava is only fulfilled when each kohen in the mishmar is going to get at least a pruta. So what do you do, right? So Rashi says, I'll tell you what you do. Mosif mishalo od lahashlim, pay back enough. Even though you only stole a dollar, you're supposed to pay back enough to make sure that each kohen gets a pruta. But anyway, why am I not yotzei my time of duchsiv ha asham amushav ad sheyeh hashav l'kol kohen u'kohen? It's not called a hashava until you give it to each kohen. Just like by the mitzvah of nesinas truma, it's not called the nesina. Giving money is never called giving unless there's a pruta. Now there are monetary issues that can be dealt with in less than a pruta, like what we have by the mitzvah of truma to be mafresh truma chita achas putaris kol akri. It doesn't have to be worth a pruta, but to nesinas truma, to give something, then it has to be worth a pruta. So you can do ashava, it's got to be worth a pruta. Boy Rava, ein bo l'mishmeres yahoyariv, v'yesh bo l'mishmeres yidaya mahu. What if the mishmeres yidaya is smaller, mishmeres yahoyariv is much bigger? So if you were to give back your money to the mishmeres yahoyariv, they wouldn't get a shava pruta for each of them. But if you were to give it to mishmeres yidaya, they would get a shava pruta for each of them. So what's the din? So it says, what do you mean? What's the din? What's the din? Hey chidami, what's the case? So if it's during Yedaya's mishmar, it's during their turn, so gevaldik, you give it to them, it's their turn, and they'll each get a pruta. So no, the issue is, you're giving it to Yedaya during the mishmar of Yehoyariv. What's the din then? Do we say, since it's not his mishmar, he didn't do anything? Or do we say that since Yehoyariv never could have each gotten shavu pruta from this money, so it's as if this money was earmarked for the mishmar of Yedaya? Teku. The Gemara leaves it as a teku. By Rava, Rava asks a further shayla. Kohanim marshi achluku gezel ger kineged gezel ger. Can kohanim trade gezel ger? Meaning, if they're getting gezel ger from different sources, different people are returning the gezel ger. Can they? Do they have to split all of the proceeds equally, or can they? Can one guy take a little extra this time, and next time he'll get a little less? They'll trade it off for each other. Miyam rinan. And what are the two sides to the question? Do we say Asham kari rachman? It's just like an asham. Ma asham ein chol k'nasham k'neged asham. Just like by an asham, you can't divide a part of an asham for a little less of an asham now for more later. Av gezel ein chol k'gezel ger k'neged gezel ger. So you can't do that by gezel ger either. Al dilma gezel ger mamonu. Do we say no? Gezel ger is mamon. You're always allowed to divide up money however you want. So if I want to get a little less of a payment now so I can get more the next time, it's fine. So hadar pashta, you then answer this question, asham kari rachman. No, we call it an asham. If we call it an asham, we treat it like an asham. Rav Acha b'rei de Rava, masin la behedya. I'm a Rava, kohanim ein chol ken gezel ger, ken gezel ger, that you're not allowed to divide it in that way. My taima, asham kari rachmana, because the Torah calls it an asham. By Rava, Rava asks another shayla. Kohanim begezel ger, yarshanav o'makabim atavasavu. When it comes to kohanim receiving gezel ger, are they considered yarshim? Meaning, are they considered to be inheritors of the ger? Or are they considered to be makabel matanos from a Kodesh Baruch Hu? That it's a matana from a Kodesh Baruch Hu and they get to gezel ger. So the main nafkamina, what's the nafkamina, whether they're yorshim of the ger or they're getting a gift from God? So gon shegazel chametz vavra lav pesach. What if the guy stole chametz and now Pesach has passed and he's giving it back to the kohanim? So yamrit yorshin havu, if they're the yorshim of the ger, hainu haidiyat smaris. So exactly what the Yerusha is, they get to take, meaning they have to take. So if the guy says, sorry, this is what I stole and I know right now it's worth nothing to you, well, too bad. This is your Yerusha. Your Yerusha happens to be worth nothing because it's chametz shavar lava Pesach. So you have to take it. V'yamrit mekabel, and you can't ask for money instead. V'yamrit mekabel matanos avu. But if it's a matana from Shemayim, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, matana kam rachmana d'nei savu. They have to give something that's of value. V'alo kayav lumidi, and chamit shavu lav Pesach has no value. De'afar bi'almahu, because it's just afar bi'alma if it's chamit shavu lav Pesach. Taf yomi coincidence. This ruchak Pesach, we're learning about chamit shavu lav Pesach. Unbelievable. Frek Tosos, wait a second. Tema, my lo pashat le mididei, da'amr le'el gezel gershein bo shavaprutal kalechad. We already said before that each coin has to get at least a shavu pruta worth. So if it's a chamit shavu lav Pesach, no one's getting a shavu pruta worth. Tosfos says you have to change the gears in the Gemara. It can't be that Rava said both statements. Rabba must have said one of them. The one is meaning if Rabba is speaking over here, Rabba must have not accepted the idea earlier that each one gets a shavu pruta. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. Rav Ze'era Bai Hachir. Rav Ze'era asked the following: Afilu Tim Silam or Mekabel Matana Havu. Even if they are Mekabel Matana, Halo Ibayilan. That wouldn't be a shayla. Di Matana Marachman Dinesav Lahu. It's that Matana that you give, whatever you stole. El Kikam Ibayilan. Gon Shenaflo Eser Behemos BeGezel Ager. The shayla is if you have 10 animals in Gezel Ager, Mechayv La Frushe Minay Meiser Olo. Meaning the Nafkamina, whether it's a Matana or Yerusha, is do the Kohanim have to be Mafresh Meiser Behema from it? Yorshin havu va'amr mar kanu betfisas habayis chayavin. Do we say that the yorshim and therefore the chayiv to be mafresh meiser behema because they just got 10 animals in the yerusha? Odilma mekabli matanos havu. Or maybe no, we view them as mekabli matanos from God. Utnana, the Mishnah says halakech va'nitan lo b'matana. Potter from Meisr Behema. That when you receive a matana, you're potter from Meisr Behema. This Gemara is very clear that a Kohen generally is Chayiv in Meisr Behema. But it's just if he gets it as a matana, he's not Chayiv in Meisr Behema. But Kohanim in general, with their own flock, are Chayiv in Meisr Behema. And so the Rambam in Tshuvas Pe'er Hadar, Simon Nun Ches, was asked whether a Kohen is Chayiv in Meisr Behema, and he quotes this Gemara as a clear raya that he is. But anyway, what's the din? Is the Kohen getting it by Yerusha? Is the Mishmar receiving the Gezel Ger by Yerusha? Or are they receiving it as a Matana? Meaning, when they get 10 animals, do they or do they not have to be Mafresh? Meisr Behema, Sotashima, says Gemara, clear raya. Esmar ba Matanos Kuna, Nitnu La'aron Lebanov. There are 24 Matanos Kuna that were given to Aaron and his children. Vikula, and these are all called Matanos. They're not called Yerushos. Matanos. Vikula, Nitnu B'chlal, Pradu, Klal, Bris Mel. And they're all given with Kal Pradu Klal and with the Bris Melech. Kala Makayim and Kilu Makayim Kala Pradu Klal Bris Melech. And anyone who fulfills them, it's as if he's Makayim all this. Kala over Aleim Kilu over Al Kala Pradu Klal Bris Melech. And if you're over any of the Tchav Tal Matnos Kuna, so you violated the Kala Pradu Klal and Bris Melech. Ve'eluhain, and they are the following. Eser B'Migdash, the 10 in the Migdash are, there are 10 in the Migdash, V'dal B'Yushlaim V'Eser B'Gvulim, and 4 in Yushlaim and 10 in the Gvulim. Eser B'Migdash, the 10 in the Migdash are as follows. Chatas Behema, V'chatas O. V'asham vaday, v'asham tali, v'zivchei shalmei tzibur, v'luk shalmei shalmei tzara, u'mosar omar, shtei alachem, lachem apanam, shiari menachos. All those go to the Kohanim. V'arba v'yushlaim, and there are 4 in Yerushalayim. What are the 4 in Yerushalayim? Habechora, v'abikurim, v'amura menatoda, v'el nazar, v'oros kachim. It sounds like 5 to me. I'm not sure where you put the commas. V'asara b'gvulin, and there are 10 in the gvulin, 10 matanos that go in the rest of Eretz Yisrael to the Kohanim. And they are Trumo, Trumos Meisa, V'chala, V'resh Sagez, V'amatanos, U'pidin Aben, U'pidin Petach Amar, U'stei Achuzo, U'stei Charamim, and the final one on the list of 24, the Gezel Ager. So we refer to Gezel Ager as a matana. V'kakari miyas matana. You see that it's called a matana. Shmamina mekadli matanos havu shmamina. So you see clearly that the Kohanim, when they receive Gezel Ager, it's a matana that they receive. So that's how you see that's enough in a raya, that it's called a matana, and it's not a Yerusha. Tosus wonders, I might chashiv Gezel Ager me'asar b'gvulin. Why would we count Gezel Ager amongst those that are in the Gvulin if we say that Gezel Ager has to follow all the rules of an Asham, namely that you can't return it at night, can't return it l'chatsa'in, because it's called an Asham? Well, Asham is not b'gvulin, is not outside of Yerushalayim. Shouldn't it follow that rule of an Asham as well? So that's a kasha that Tosus says. If you return it b'gvulin, you should not be yotzei, because it should follow all the rules of an Asham. Okay, so we'll leave it at that kasha. We'll stop here.